The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Since the time of the Buddha, breathing has been one of the core Buddhist meditation practices, mindfulness of breathing. There's stories of the Buddha going off on retreat for 3 months by himself in the woods. And before he went off on retreat, he would say, to quote him, if anybody asks what I'm doing on my retreat, you can tell them that I'm doing mindfulness of breathing. And the breathing is just a fascinating topic, area of study, because of how much of our life has a connection to breathing. Our emotional life connects to our breathing, and depending on what emotions we have, our breathing shifts and changes. Our forms of expression as we speak, it affects our breathing. And physical activity affects our breathing. And it's very interesting to go through a day and watch and see when the breath is held, where it's held in different parts of the body, when it's shallow, when it's deep, when it's fast, when it's slow, and the various things that interfere with the breathing or kind of change it, and see the correlation with our breathing with what's going on with us psychologically or mentally. And it becomes a lot easier to do that kind of study if you've discovered or been able to find a very relaxed, easy form of breathing, your easeful breathing. The chest just expands and contracts, the diaphragm moves up and down quite easily. The belly rises and falls quite easily. So it's very relaxed, the breathing. And that relaxed breathing then becomes a standard which you can, or a reference point from which you can notice when it's no longer easeful, when it's held or forced or do something different. And that's a kind of an interesting time to stop and take a look more carefully. I think of mindfulness of breathing as being the great lubricator, and that just simply being aware of your breathing will tend to move it towards equilibrium, move it to be more relaxed. It's hard for the breathing to be held if we're aware of it. If we're preoccupied by other things, thoughts and feelings and all that, then it's we don't really paying attention to our breathing, and the breathing can stay held. But if you notice that the breath is held, the tendency is that to relax and release it. So I wanted to offer you one little technique around breathing that you might experiment with from time to time to help you kind of find it more quickly, a kind of relaxed breathing, and also kind of bring you into the world of breathing more quickly so you kind of really can enter in and stay present and focused in your meditation, just breathing. And that is, set yourself when you meditate in as relaxed way, much relaxation as you can, just in the first minute or so, just sit upright and relax the muscles of your shoulders and your chest and your belly and kind of settle in. And then when you exhale, allow yourself to kind of relax into the exhale, kind of accompany the exhale so you're really there with it all the way to the end, however long that is. And then in that pause, as you come to the end of the exhale, take a moment. Don't automatically breathe in. Wait. Just pause. And until there's a clear, kind of body has a clear signal, let's breathe. And it'll happen quickly. You know, it could be, you know, half a moment or something, but just kind of rest. Don't hold too tight. Don't hold so much as rest and wait at the end of the exhale. So you can really be there to notice the beginning of the in-breath so the body wants to breathe. There's a kind of a draw, a motivation, because it wants to breathe. And then accompany the breath, the in-breath. Watch that, what that breath is like that has called itself in. That is not automatic because you've paused slightly. That little bit more conscious breath, that's a little bit more intentional, a little more engaged way the body is. It goes, oh, it wants to breathe in. And then when you get to the top of the exhale, you might want to wait, do this for a while, just the inhale, the exhale. Then after you get a hang of that, then at some point do the same with the top of the inhale. Let there be a gentle pause at the top of the inhale and wait for that little extra urge the body has. You should breathe out now. And then let go. And then the exhale is a little bit more intentional, a little bit more consequential, a little more important than just breathing kind of casually, coming and going out of habit. And then accompany that exhale. Now the exhale has a little more importance because you've paused from exhaling. And so just accompany it all the way out. And one of the, there's a couple of things. One is it really engages you with the breath. It becomes much more interesting. You're much more engaged. It's not casual. It's not kind of like being with the breath kind of lackadaisically. So you're really there. Take some effort because you have to pause. But it also, some people find that it helps the whole breathing apparatus, the muscles of the breathing, to relax more deeply. Kind of the whole thing can begin to relax as we hold the in-breath from pause, you know, hold it, just pause. As we breathe in, it tends to be a little bit fuller breath. And if you accompany it all the way in, kind of relax as you open up and feel the whole breath. Breathe in, pause, and then accompany the exhale all the way out, letting go, relaxing fully as you go out. It tends to kind of create more easeful, relaxed breath. And after a while, you can stop doing the pause because you kind of really feel like you're engaged and there's this rhythm of breathing in and breathing out that you're kind of now engaged in and part of and moving along with, and you're much more focused. So if that seems interesting to you, you might try that and see how that supports you in your practice. Thank you.